Hello, my Audioboo friends, and especially those of you who commented on my toodly-doo, I think that's how you say it, Audioboo yesterday on my way home from work. I mentioned how I was using Remember the Milk, and one of the things that was missing in Remember the Milk that I really wanted, it was an absolute need for me, was subtasks for my various to-do items. Now, Remember the Milk does have a way of doing it using tags, but it really wasn't efficient. I didn't like it, and I couldn't quickly see a project and its associated subtasks. So I started looking around for another system. I mean, there's literally dozens and dozens of them out there. And I came across this article from a guy who said he had dropped Remember the Milk and went to Toodly-Doo for exactly the same reason I was going to leave Remember the Milk. And so I read his article and I checked out Toodly-Doo and I put in a few things and looked at the interface and I said, yeah, I'm sold. And for $15 a year, I signed up. Now, a couple of you made a comment, and Simon, SM2N, mentioned OmniFocus, and I think it was Paul, Ima, I think he had said, I kind of forget what he said now, something to the effect that he's been using it for Toodly-Doo for many years now, and he's very happy with it, or at least that's what I understood. But I don't have it in front of me right now, so I can't refer back to it. So sorry, Paul, if I didn't get that quite right. Now, the thing is, that's right. So after Simon's comment about OmniFocus, which I looked at, it looks very good as well. And it seems to be a cross between a to-do list and Evernote, sort of in their philosophy, because you can drop stuff in there and keep information. And that's one thing I didn't want to do. I didn't want to have a tool that replicated some of the functions that I already have in other tools. The reason for that is because then I would be drawn to dumping stuff into, say, OmniFocus and not into Evernote. And then when I went to look for it, I wouldn't know where to go and look. I prefer to have one place that I do things like keep bookmarks and project notes and that kind of thing. And then another one where I just list the projects, which is what I'm doing with Toodly-Doo. Now, OmniFocus is great, but I needed a cross-platform solution that also went on to Windows. Now, I know Toodly-Doo does not have an app on either Windows or Mac. I mean, I have to use the web, which is fine, but they do have an Android app because I've gone back to my old Android Chinese knockoff phone because my phone that came with my provider just isn't cutting it. It's not keeping its power. I charge a battery and it dies almost right away. A new battery is more expensive than a phone at this point. And the what was the third thing? Oh yeah, and it turns itself off. It's a little Samsung Galaxy Mini. It's got this weird thing. It just turns itself off without warning me. So I've missed quite a few calls and quite a few text messages because of it. Anyway, all that to say that I needed a cross-platform solution. And Toodly-Doo, obviously, it's only got the web interface, which I like. And I've got web access almost all the time. Other than, say, if I'm at a store or somewhere, in the car, for instance. And if I want to make a quickly jot down something, the Toodly-Doo app will let me do that. And then when I'm at work, I can, or when I'm at the at home, I can just go to the web interface. So for me, it's a pretty good solution. If I want to refer to project notes in Evernote, I can just create a link in the to-do item. Although Toodly-Doo does have a notebook function, but I'm not going to probably use it because I want to keep everything in Evernote. I like Evernote, I like the idea of it, I like how it works, and I'm getting more and more familiar with the interface, so that's what I'm going to do. Now I remember what Paul said. Yeah, now I remember what Ema said. He said that he's been using it for 4 years, and if I had any questions, to contact them. That's what he said. See, Paul, I do remember. Yeah. And yeah, for sure, Paul, if I do come across something I'm not quite sure how to do, or perhaps I might just inquire as to how you do certain things in Toodly-Doo for getting things done. You know, the GTD, the GTD idea. It doesn't... remember, the Milk has an inbox by default when you first create an account, where Toodly-Doo does not. I had to create an inbox and set it as a default sort of folder, if you want, for all new Toodly-Doos, I guess. My daughter must laugh at me because, you know, I use things like, I'm going to leave a boo about Toodly-Doo. I'm a grown man, eh? Yeah, you could really tell. All right. Okay, so this is going to be my second, probably my my last audio boo of the day, because it's about 9:15 in the morning, and after work I'm heading off to pick up my surrogate niece there, Melanie. Excuse me. And we're going to head off to John Scofield tonight. Yes, the great jazz guitarist John Scofield. I can't wait to see this concert. I saw him a couple of times several years ago for the Jazz Fest, and it was great. So I just hope she enjoys it. It's mostly straight up jazz, a little bit of rockin' stuff, but mostly straight up jazz. So hope she can wrap her head around it. I think she can. It's some good stuff, and she was going to study jazz guitar, so I think she'll be able to appreciate it. All right. Oh, yeah. She was going to, because I don't know what happened there. She's put that on the back burner for now, and she's doing graphic arts and stage scenery and basically theater oriented type stuff as well. So not sure where that's going, but anyway, as long as she's busy and she's staying in school, and I guess that's what counts. All right, anything else? I don't think so. It's a beautiful day here, very cold. It's minus 19 this morning, with the wind chills about minus 23, minus 24. So it's gonna be good to get to the office and head indoors, put on the earbuds and listen to some good music today. Yeah, and do some work. All right. That's it. Have yourselves a good one.